Hello, this is Holly Dilatush, recording Nong's story, Bicyclist Rides to the Moon. A sudden tempest has just landed on our area since last night. All the activities in the city were forced into ceasing. Also, I stopped at home. I am standing against the glass window, among the remembrances in those old days. Raining heavily outside reminds me of my childhood and my little daughter's first bike ride to the moon. My fifth birthday was a rainy day. My mother gave me a small bike toy. Incredible! A small yellow bowl circled around with sparkling firebugs. It sounded as though I could be riding a bike to the moon and reaping the stars. And the day that my 2-year-old daughter knew how to talk. At that time, the high tide went by the roads of the city. It came flooding in from all over the country. Everywhere was full of water. Our favorite was to cycle in the road. There were some people riding motorcycles, some on their bikes. As soon as the street lamps lit up, I saw a few small fish gone with the water frolicking on the roads in the city. That day wasn't a full moon. It was a crescent moon. I still remember her innocent eyes, her murmurings, and her small fingers causing me to look at something over there. "Let's ride to the full moon, Mom," she said. Astonishingly, I asked her, "Full moon?" I really didn't know what she wanted. I gave her a ride to the place where she desired. Oh, only when she had hurriedly gotten off the bike, and then her very small hands were trying to catch a fish romping around there, I understood. We had just stopped at the street lamp, and it was reflecting back a round yellow light floating in water. Was it her full moon? The end.